everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Traditionally Speaking. My name is Tom Christie. I'm a writer and a researcher based in the centre of glorious Scotland. And joining me is my good friend, Joe Moore, America's favourite Santa Claus.
Or one would hope. As well as author and along with my wife, who's an illustrator of 16 books, most of them having to do with Christmas.
It's a subject that's dear to both our hearts. I've written 4 books about Christmas so far, and I hope to write a few more in the months to come, not giving any secrets away, but there may be more in the pipeline.
And I'll tell you what, they're fabulous books. I mean, if you ever watched a Christmas movie, you should look at these books that Tom has written, because you'll find some fascinating and some really detailed information about all your best beloved movies, which is going to be one of the categories we're going to talk about, isn't it, Tom?
Absolutely. The key to Traditionally Speaking is going to be a chance for us to look at some different categories to do with Christmas. It might be food, it might be popular culture, it might be all sorts of different traditions. And we're going to have a look at how these things differ between Scotland and the United States.
And it's amazing how many things are so different between the two countries. In fact, you can go to, you know, I've done an extensive study of Santa Claus and the various countries he visits. And you can pick almost any country and they will have very different traditions than what you might be used to. And that's going to be some of the fun that we talk about, because we're going to touch on entertainment. We're going to touch on food. We're going to touch on the history and the different cultures and how we celebrate things. Oh, what else, Tom?
Well, there are so many things we can talk about. It always amazes me how America has such amazing traditions when it comes to film and TV, and how these differ in comparison to the UK, because some of your favourites have made it across here, some haven't. And by that same token, there are so many different things here in Britain that have made it across to the United States, and some which have remained a bit of an enigma. So it'll be fun to have a look at them too.
Well, and especially, I mean, even the holidays themselves. I mean, we in the United States always kick off the big Christmas brouhahas with Thanksgiving, which you guys don't celebrate. And you have all kinds of things from, you know, Box Day to, oh, what's that thing at New Year's that you do?
Oh, Hogmanay.
Hogmanay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, which I had never even heard of.
And there's a whole story behind that one.
I'm anxious to hear about it and see, you know, what we could do. And even something, you know, we are starting to celebrate Christmas in July more in America. And that didn't come from either Scotland or the United States. That actually originated in Australia, because their winter is, you know, extremely hot. And it's 110 degrees, and nobody wants to hang lights or dress up as Santa Claus in 110 and 115 degree, or whatever the Celsius is, you know, versus during summer when it's much cooler in Australia. So they began starting a Christmas in July tradition. And we'll touch on that too, you know, because we will look at other countries as well.
Well, Joe, you and I have been friends for more than a decade, and I think it's amazing that even now we're finding all these different topics that we haven't always considered. In some cases, I've discovered things about the Scottish Christmas I hadn't known previously, and I'm really looking forward to discussing these with you as well.
Oh, and, you know, I mean, there are so many traditions, and some of them are absolutely wonderful and magical in themselves. So I'm going to be so jazzed about learning new customs, learning new traditions, and, you know, possibly seeing how other people celebrate. It helps be more objective on how you're celebrating. So I'll tell you, anybody that turns on this podcast is going to have a good time with us learning some new things that maybe you didn't know about before. So, and of course, I'm a 20-year professional Santa Claus, along with my wife, who plays Mrs. Claus. So we've learned a lot about how Santa works as well over 20 years. And we'll talk in great detail about the bearded one and how he gets around in different countries as well, including what he wears, because it's different costumes. And of course, everybody leaves out different things for him in different countries. And all of that is an awful lot of fun as well. So you may learn some other things about even Santa Claus.
And of course, if you're fond of BBC Radio 2 over here in the UK, you're bound to know that Santa's a Scotsman because they've got the song to prove it. And we can touch on that one again in the future.
It's amazing how many countries make that claim. And of course, in America, Sinterklaas was brought over from Finland area and those northern climes, then being in America. And it wasn't until much later that it became a very strong American tradition. And as soon as I get my facts straight, I'll get them all to you, and you'll learn all kinds of things about that and how he came about.
Well, I really look forward to discussing all of the different stories of Santa and how he came to be from the St. Nicholas days up to present day, and all of the different variations that we have on Christmas traditions.
And it really has. I mean, some have come out of the United States, but many of his traditions have come from other countries as well. So right down to our Christmas trees, which didn't start here, but yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun to talk about different foods that we eat to celebrate the holidays. I mean, you got some interesting things. I mean, what are Christmas crackers, Tom?
Well, I think we have a whole separate episode about Christmas crackers because they're something that are really popular over here and yet don't really seem to have made much inroads into the United States.
Okay. All right. And, you know, I'll tell you what, you bring your Christmas crackers, I'll bring my Christmas cookies, you know.
That sounds like a good exchange to me.
I'll tell you what, we have a lot of different traditional cookies. I mean, everybody's familiar with the chocolate chip, but hey, we have a lot of other holiday cookies as well in America, but I don't have any Christmas crackers. So, and, you know, and again, as you mentioned, the Christmas TV traditions in the United States, there's another one that we can split into many different episodes because there's so many different ways of showing up out here. And you guys don't do as much as we do, do you?
Well, it's an interesting thing because everyone loves a Christmas movie, but we now have these huge global phenomena like the Hallmark TV movie, which is one of America's greatest Christmas exports. And people love them over here, and we have them pretty much all the year round now.
Well, you know, it's kind of like A Christmas Story, which is just ginormous in the United States. And you guys barely have heard of it, have you?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It didn't have an awful lot of impact over here in the early 80s when it came out. But then we have our own Christmas features like the snowman.
Yes.
And yet, for some reason, that's never seemed to have made much impact in the US.
I had never heard of it until you guys sent me the link on this. And I watched it. It's a cute movie. I mean, it's very cute, but I had never seen it in the US before. So, yeah, there is a whole plethora of subjects we can touch on just on movies alone. And of course, you've written several books on the subject. So you can get much more in depth than I can on each movie. There's advent calendars and Christingles. What's a Christingle?
Well, I think, again, we can go into more detail soon, but a Christingle is an orange, which is decorated for the Advent period. And there's a lot of symbolism in individual Christingles, which we can talk about later, about the symbolism of the Nativity story.
Well, there you go, Americans. See, there's oranges that they decorate for Advent, and we just ship from Florida to the cold climes that can't get them. So, again, you know, there's so many fun things that we can discuss, and I'm just excited to be a part of this with Tom. And we're going to be excited to bring you all of these different traditions and some new ones that, and some very old ones that have kind of faded from view, but maybe we can bring a few back and start some new traditions, in traditionally speaking.
Well, I'm really looking forward to joining you, Joe, in discussing all of these different topics over the months ahead, because between the Christmas movies, TV, music, popular culture, food, there's so many different things that we have to talk about.
And don't forget the drinks. We got to touch on the Christmas drinks, you know, because boy, I'll tell you what, you haven't lived yet. You guys don't even know about eggnog.
No, you won't find eggnog over here, but then we do have Christmas Iron Brew adverts, and that's a different story entirely.
Oh, I'm anxious to hear about that. We might try something new over here. And of course, we're doing this a lot for our listeners, and we hope that you'll spread the word and talk about the fun podcast that you're listening to, and give us a little more love and, you know, spread our joy with you, as we're going to spread happiness as much as we can and give you some fun things to talk about.
Well, I'm really looking forward to discussing all these things with you, Joe. There may be 3,000 miles between us, but I hope that eventually the podcast will reach people on both sides of the Atlantic.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, as Tom already said, we have been friends for 10 years and we have developed a wonderful working relationship together, both being in the publishing business and seriously just kind of comparing even different markets that we're seeing and different new aspects of the industry itself. So it's kind of fun that we may even tie a little bit of that into this as well. But we thank you for joining us, and we hope you continue to join us. This is, as Tom said, this is our kind of pilot program. And if you pay close attention, I think we've got a couple episodes to follow up on this, and we can get right into it. So I hope you enjoy this as much as Tom and I are going to enjoy this. And we're going to look forward to educating you and giving you some fun topics to talk about this week. So God bless you all. And thank you for being a part of Traditionally Speaking.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. I hope that you'll come and join us again soon.